Our movie reviews are brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured. You can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Here's Tim Lammers.
New in theaters and streaming exclusively on Peacock TV is Halloween Ends, the last movie in the slasher reboot trilogy starring Jamie Lee Curtis. Director David Gordon Green and writer Danny McBride cleverly rebooted the franchise in 2018 when they ignored all of the movies after the first Halloween movie in 1978 and made a direct sequel, which found Jamie Lee Curtis's character, Laurie Strode, 40 years after the events of the original film, living the life of an off-the-grid survivalist. Michael Myers, of course, escaped after being institutionalized and went on a rampage to get Laurie, her daughter, played by Judy Greer, and granddaughter, played by Andy Matichak. In the 2021 sequel, Halloween Kills, several of the young actors from the 1978 original resurfaced and were part of a mob that formed to kill Michael Myers, but to no avail. Michael did kill Laurie's daughter, though, and that set up the final showdown for Halloween Ends. This movie is set 4 years after the end of Halloween Kills, and Halloween Ends is not so much about Michael Myers as it is a new psychotic threat. As a result, Michael is only a small part of the first hour of the film, and the big showdown between Michael and Jamie Lee Curtis's Laurie Strode, which was teased and promoted for the last year, only takes place in the last 10 minutes. Simply put, Halloween Ends is a completely unnecessary film. In fact, with the way the climactic showdown between Michael and Laurie plays out, perhaps it would have been better to take those last 10 minutes of this film and just tack it on the end of the last film and be done with it. Halloween Ends is new in theaters and streaming exclusively on Peacock TV.
You know, I think about Jamie Lee Curtis, and I think about how great of an actor, however they say it these days. I know it's politically
one
correct.
One or the other.
that she's a really great actor. And I think about when she looks back at her life and everything, is this like, you know, when she looks back and goes, wow, I never realized that this was going to be my legacy. The movie is Halloween, you know? I wonder what she thinks.
Yeah, it's interesting because, I mean, look, you could look at it a couple different ways. I mean, maybe the cynical part of us would say, yeah, her legacy is her bank account, and I think she's probably made a lot of money off of these films. So,
yeah.
But at the same time, I mean, look, I mean, there's a reason that we're seeing this reboot of this trilogy, or I should say the original film, you know, 40 years later after the 78 film, you know, and get this new trilogy. It's because it has played such hell on people's psyches, right?
I mean, right.
It is a film that's associated with Halloween, the season, the actual date, October 31st. I mean, look, if you can have that big of an impact with fans,
that's true.
I would say embrace it. You know, look, Jamie Lee Curtis has proven over the years she can do different roles. She's never been typecast. Not like, you know, I think some of the people in Star Trek were a little upset about being thought of as, you know, only in Star Trek. But guess what? People know Star Trek, so you really shouldn't be complaining. Jamie Lee Curtis has never been pigeonholed like that.
Yeah.
So I think she really does get the best of all worlds. But at the same time, yes. I mean, if you say Jamie Lee Curtis's name, generally people are going to think of Halloween first.
Mm-hmm. That's true. But like you said, it is pretty amazing that she has been able to go on and do pretty much. I mean, I don't know how many things she's audition for that she hasn't got, but we don't know those things.
Yeah.
We see her and it's like, oh, it's Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, the other thing is she got Grauman's Chinese Theater, she got her handprint thing done, and Arnold Schwarzenegger was there. And, of course, they did True Lies together, which was a great film. I mean, she did Freaky Friday with Lindsay Lohan years ago.
That was cute.
She's in a superhero movie, Everything Everywhere All at Once, with Michelle Yeoh, that is getting a lot of buzz around award season. And she pretty much made a quip like, hey, look, I'm over 50 or over 60. Come on, go ahead, cast me. You know, because there is a certain thing that actors, even over 40, face. Women, you know, actresses will tell you that it's really, really tough to get decent roles.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she's defied that. She's basically thumbing her nose at anybody who says, oh, you're too old for the part. She's still getting work.
Yeah.
She's tough. She's got integrity. I mean, what's not to love about Jamie Lee Curtis? I right. love her. And she's great in this movie. The thing that's too bad is that, you know, you went one movie too long with this. You really, there's just nothing left. You know, you really, honestly, the way it plays out, and you'll understand better why when you see it, honestly, you could have taken the last 10 minutes of that movie after her daughter was killed by Michael Myers, and you could honestly just, it would have been a perfect transition to this last 10 minutes of this movie, and you could have tacked it onto that, and it would have been done. Mm. But I think that they saw dollar signs after that first, the success of that first film. Yeah. And, you know, so they, you know, not immediately, but they eventually announced two sequels, and then the pandemic happened, and movie-going habits changed, and next thing you know, this one and the last one premiered on Peacock Network on streaming the same day that it was in theaters, which is a very, very odd move.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. All right. So now we've been talking about a lot of movies lately that you just really say your money, save your money. Is there a reason?
I don't want to be seen as, you know, Mr. Negative here, but yeah, I mean, it does seem like mm-hmm. the last 3 weeks we had the Munsters, we had Amsterdam, which was a complete bomb in theaters, even though it had all of the talent in the world. And then this one, yeah, it, you know, we're really in a down period for Tim at least, right? Mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
But look, I mean, again, Jamie Lee Curtis, we know her. And we hold her to a higher standard because of that.
Yeah.
You know, just like all of the great actors in that film last week, you know, Christian Bale and Margot Robbie and about a dozen others. I mean, you hold them to a higher standard. So as a result, I mean, it's easier to get disappointed, right? And it's okay to be disappointed because we're used to seeing these people deliver much, much better work.
Yeah. And, you know,
I mean, look, Jamie Lee is good in this movie.
Yeah.
Her co-stars are good. It's very, very well made. The only problem is that there's really no story there. They're just kind of grasping at straws. Let's do this different, and let's see how this plays out. And it really, when you look at the whole Halloween canon, it just doesn't seem to work or fit with anything.
Oh, that's too bad. I was asking some of our listeners earlier today on our sister station, you know, if there's a Halloween movie that you like. Like, which one is it? Maybe a lot of people love the Halloween series, and they're just going to have a party and watch this tonight or sometime this month because it is Jamie Lee. Maybe they just celebrate Jamie Lee Curtis every month. And if you want to do that, great. We always say, if you find a bad movie, then find a way to drink shots to it for something.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You know, and again, look, I am a critic, I guess. You know, I'm just a dopey movie guy. I mean, really, there's people with a lot more important jobs than me, believe me. But, I mean, I will say that... look, I mean, if you like those previous movies, I'm sure you're going to see it anyway. There's really no reason not to see this movie because Peacock TV, it's a streaming arm of NBC Universal. That's a free app. So you can get that for free and download that if you have a Roku or an Amazon Fire Stick or whatever. You can get that and watch the movie for free.
Yeah.
You know, it has like a $5 pay tier. But that doesn't apply to these movies. I have the free app, and I checked it out. I saw the movie in theaters, but I checked it out last night to see if I had to pay or do something or upgrade. And no, I could just click right in.
That's so cool.
So I have a feeling that the reason they're doing that is if they figure this movie is not going to make money in theaters, then maybe they can make it up with the advertising money on streaming. I don't see the rhyme or reason to really do what they're doing to cut into their theatrical ticket sales by putting in this on their streaming service the same preview night, Thursday night, as their film debuted in theaters. It just doesn't make a lot of sense to me, other than the fact that they don't have a lot of confidence in it. They actually had an embargo on this thing where we couldn't even talk about it till yesterday afternoon. It generally, embargoes lift a lot earlier than that. You see reviews a lot earlier. So that's a really telling sign that they didn't want us, critics or dopey movie people, looking at it. So, you know,
oh my goodness.
Kelly, that this is the third week in a row that we're seeing a bad movie.
That's okay. What about, you got a couple minutes here. Is there anything that is streaming that is just like series or something that you're like, oh, well, by the way, I'm excited about this. I've seen a few episodes.
Yeah. Oh, my God, definitely. I mean, there's one, actually, that I started last night. I can't talk about it, but I will in a couple weeks. But certainly there's one called Midnight Club, which is from a director and writer named Mike Flanagan. It's on Netflix. And he did a few other streaming shows, The House on Haunted Hill, Midnight Mass, The Haunting of Bly Manor.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's The Haunting of the Hill House is what the other one is. But
okay.
The guy is incredibly talented. And, you know, series allow you to tell a story and stretch it out. So, obviously, Mike Flanagan has taken advantage of that medium and really has put together some spectacular stuff. So, I mean, you know, again, any of those that I named.
Okay.
Haunting of Hill House, Midnight Mass, or again, The Midnight Club, which skews younger for, you know, demographic. It's about teenagers. But it's still engaging. It's still okay. Terrific. So, yeah, I would suggest those if you really want something scary on streaming.
Okay. Well, let's talk about you. Where can people learn more about directconversations.com? What can they find when they go there?
You can find interviews and reviews, including the audio of our reviews right here on WJON. But also I do interviews. I got some big interviews coming up that I can't quite talk about just yet, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be in a couple weeks. I'll be able to talk about it for a movie, but we've been instructed not to say anything. So, yeah, so, you know, that sort of stuff is happening. And then lining up some more exciting interviews coming up for the fall/holiday movie season. So you can get all that stuff on directconversations.com.
Do you ever get tired of watching movies, Tim? Ever? Do you ever get tired?
Yes. Yes, actually, I do. When I waste my, you know, I kind of look at it as a time thing. When you go into a theater and you ask the PR rep, okay, what's the runtime? That's a sign that, you know, it's like, all right, I'm kind of here for the job again.
Yeah.
I'm a very lucky person. I'm not complaining.
I know.
But yeah, I put it this way. I don't kick back on the weekends and watch movies.
Yeah, I bet you don't.
I do other things.
Everybody's job is a job. Well, Tim, I appreciate you being here. Thank you so much. And he always gives us his honest opinion, and I tend to typically agree with what he says. It's Tim Lammers for our movie reviews. It's brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant. Seeking justice for the injured. You can learn more at Minnesota Person.